Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. And this episode, we're going to talk about never lose your heart after any unsuccessful sale. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. The thought of having an unsuccessful sale can leave you with a bitter heart, and there are higher chances that you may feel demotivated. Well, that is quite evident to happen, but it will take that make you a better salesman in any fashion. Again, basically what it's saying is 10 no's is going to make you a better salesman when they finally get that yes, because you already know the objectives that everybody have said. So, you know, look at it that way. The answer is, to be clear, is no. Unsuccessful sales is no way should be taken negative. It does not come with a sad feeling, but also with some lessons attached to it. You will need to figure out what it is teaching you in a particular way. Why the sale has gone unsuccessful? What you did wrong that the prospect said no to you? You know, it's just a couple questions that you need to ask yourself. Once you have figured out the reasons, you need to work on it and then try it again and the next time and try your best to give the best shot for set forward. You may be unsuccessful for the first few times, but not always. It is just that you need to realize where you have been doing wrong, and once you have been able to figure that out, work hard to get the correct way to close the sale. It is just a matter of time that things will change for good, and you will find yourself in a comfortable zone. Heavy equipment sales have a real hard time selling machines. Heavy equipment are a highly expensive commodity, and not many can buy them as long as they do not see a very strong reason to buy. They should see a strong need to buy heavy equipment, and this need should be the first felt by the salesman. The construction business owner may be too busy operating his or her business and may not even have time to sit and analyze the immediate requirement of his business. He or she will probably want someone to guide them or her in that way. You can prove to be a great asset to them if you can figure out their needs of heavy equipment requirements. He or she will appreciate your efforts that you have shown and will buy a couple of machines from you down the road. Not just the business requirements at times, a salesman also needs to know on the financial standings of a company. If the company is financially sound and has ample of projects in hand, it means that they will not have much of an issue to finance the machines. But normally the case is different. You will encounter businesses that are financially crunched, and if you can help them get a loan, you have just to bag the deal for yourself. This is where you should be paying the maximum focus on and not getting demotivated. Negative emotions should not have a place in your life. You can do wonders if you think the right way and have self-belief in conquering any challenge. A salesman in particular needs these qualities the most, and rest is nothing but strategizing your flow of your work. Increase your client's base by meeting as many people as you can and leave an impression on their minds. Not every sale can be successful, but you can turn every meeting a successful one. That is entirely up to you. You know, you really need to concentrate on everything that you do in sales. You know, listen to the cues when they tell, you know, when the buying cues, watch the nonverbals. You need to listen to their tones. You'll know when you're pushing too hard. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle. 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.